Simon & Schuster Audio presents Little Earthquakes, a novel by Jennifer Weiner, read by the author.
April. Leah.
I watched her for 3 days, sitting by myself in the park underneath an elm tree, beside an empty fountain with a series of uneaten sandwiches in my lap and my purse at my side. Purse. It's not a purse, really. Before, I had purses. A fake Prada bag, a real Chanel baguette Sam had bought me for my birthday. What I have now is a gigantic, pink, floral-printed Vera Bradley bag big enough to hold a human head. If this bag were a person, it would be somebody's dowdy, gray-haired great-aunt, smelling of mothballs and butterscotch candies and insisting on pinching your cheeks. It's horrific, but nobody notices it any more than they notice me. Once upon a time, I might have taken steps to assure that I'd be invisible. A pulled-down baseball cap or a hooded sweatshirt to help me dodge the questions that always began, "Hey, aren't you?" and always ended with a name that wasn't mine. "No, wait, don't tell me. Didn't I see you in something? Don't I know who you are?" Now, nobody stares and nobody asks and nobody spares me so much as a second glance. I might as well be a piece of furniture. Last week, a squirrel ran over my foot. But that's okay. That's good. I'm not here to be seen. I'm here to watch. Usually, it's 3 o'clock or so when she shows up. I set aside my sandwich and hold the bag tightly against me like a pillow or a pet, and I stare. At first, I couldn't really tell anything. But yesterday she stopped halfway past my fountain and stretched with her hands pressing the small of her back. I did that, I thought, feeling my throat close. I did that, too. I used to love this park. Growing up in Northeast Philadelphia, my father would take me into town 3 times each year. We'd go to the zoo in the summer, to the flower show each spring, and to Wanamaker's for the Christmas light show in December. When I was on the plane, somewhere over...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?